أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. In this ayah, Allah has shown the great honor of the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah ta'ala has given them the kamal, the perfection of amal also. That is, that they command what is the right and forbid that what is wrong. Not only encourage or not invite only to it, but ta'muruna, command that what is right. And they don't only discourage from what is the wrong, but tanhauna, they forbid what is wrong. That is, by force and by surety, they make sure that the right is established and the wrong is taken away, is removed. And this was the work of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, which Allah Ta'ala had given to this ummah. That shows the great honor of this ummah. No other ummah was given this task, only the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. That was the kamale amaliya, in the actions, the perfection. And kamale ilmiya and kamale fikriya, as far as their thoughts, their ideology, their beliefs are concerned, wa tu'minuna billah. Allah Ta'ala himself explained that this is the ummah that believes in Allah Ta'ala. They've got full trust and belief in Allah Ta'ala. Not like the Bani Israel, etc., but this ummah have got that full trust in Allah Ta'ala. Also, from another aspect, we see that in the surah where the Christians of Najran came to debate with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam about the truthfulness of their Christianity. Then clearly Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed it to them that they are on total falsehood. The belief of Trinity, etc., all that is totally wrong. And that only Islam is the true and correct religion. Then also further, Allah explained that Allah had given Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that position, that Allah took a promise from every Nabi, that if Nabi Muhammad has to come in your life, you have to bring Iman on him. Allah Ta'ala declared him Imamul Anbiya, the Imam of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave that honor and distinction also. Then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala explained about the Kaaba, the most honorable Qibla. Allah had given it to the Muslims also. Then Allah Ta'ala explained, وَأَتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ. Hold on firmly onto the rope of Allah, the deen of Allah, that is the Quran Sharif. Allah gave that a great distinction and honor to this ummah also. Now Allah completes that distinction and honor for this ummah, that Allah Ta'ala commands them that they must command the right and they must forbid from the evil. This is a very important duty, and as long as this duty is fulfilled, there will be goodness in the ummah. But when this duty is not fulfilled, like presently, then all the evil, kufr, shirk, sin, haram overtakes the ummah. To understand this, like in any government, they will have their laws. And those laws are primarily, or at least as they claim, to keep system and order, justice and peace in the country. But just the laws alone, just having the laws won't have that peace, justice and control in the country. They have to have a police force. And then not only the police force, they have the army also. So anyone who breaks the law, and if any sentence is given against him, and he does not obey that sentence also, the police will be called to make sure that he abides by that decision. Whatever sentence was made on him, the police will be called in and they will arrest him, and by force they will take him, whether now he has to be put in prison or whatever the case might be. And if it is necessary and the police are not sufficient, they have got various units in the police to enforce the law. But if they are not sufficient, the government is there to back it up, the army is there to back it up. Or if there is a big rebellion in the country or attack from outside, then the army is there to maintain peace and system and order. There is a different thing that today the police are completely corrupt. They are supposed to maintain law, but they themselves are corrupt. The army is corrupt. And instead of maintaining the right, they themselves are doing all the wrong things. So as we need the police and the army to maintain law and order in a country like that, Allah's law is there. The Quran, the Hadith. But here, as in this ayat, Allah commands that the Muslims must also have a power and a force that those laws must be obeyed by everyone. So there has to be that group of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. Till very recently, the only country that had this was Saudi Arabia. But now, unfortunately, they also have abolished that group of Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. So now there is only chaos that anyone can do as he wants to. Can well imagine that if any country there is no police force, there is no army in that country, though they can have the best laws in that country, but you can imagine what will happen in that country. So today the Ummah unfortunately has given up this work. There is hardly anyone who commands the right and forbids the wrong. If anyone speaks a little bit, everyone stands up against him. Everyone labels that person. And everyone tries and put him down. Whereas not only that we should support such a person, but we all should be standing up for the truth and the right. Today we are so weak that in our own homes, our wives, we can't tell them and can't enforce the right and the wrong. On our children, we can't enforce it. So this is a very great weakness, and this is the reason and what leads this ummah to its downfall. That we have got the laws, the Quran and Hadith, all the fiqh and jurisprudence, we have got all the laws, but we don't have anyone to enforce these laws. That is absolutely necessary in an Islamic country, in the Islamic Khilafat, that not only the best laws we have, but they must be enforced. Man by nature rebels, and he goes against commands, and he goes against law. Then we need the police force, we need the army to make sure that everyone abides. So that great honor Allah gave it to the Ummah, and as long as the Ummah stood up with it, we found that the Ummah was flourishing in the world. Islam was spreading in the world. Started from Medina Sharif, and then it spread right throughout the world, right into Europe, right into the Far East, right into Africa, everywhere Islam spread. But since we have given up that work, there is no more jihad in the ummah also. So now all that is Islam is shrinking now. Now there isn't one Islamic country even. Even those that are called Islamic countries, but there is no Islamic law. They also work on Western law and Western way of life. So it is necessary we make dua and we make effort that the true Islam must be established. And until we are not prepared to sacrifice, we won't achieve anything whatsoever. As long as we are the slaves of our lust and our passion, and we just want our comfort and ease and luxury, we can never ever even dream the rise of Islam and Islam being established. Islam, in that case, won't be even in our dreams. Forget in reality. So if our iman which is in us should spur us on that we establish Islam, at least in our own selves, in our homes, in our families, in our communities, then Islam can come up in the world. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. That Allah won't change the condition of a nation until they change themselves. We have to stand up to change, then Allah will change our condition. May Allah give us this understanding and stand up for this truth.